I don't want you to choke on your cornflakes this morning when you listen to this one, but I've been having some quality time lately to just think a little bit more deeply about the whole gospel, about God's purpose in salvation. And the conventional answer is that Jesus came to die and rose again to redeem the world. Job done. The whole purpose of his coming was to put us right with him, yes, in order that we might go to him when we die. No. I think that we have sold short the atonement. I think we have just lost the purpose of God in Jesus coming, the purpose of God in creating the universe in the first place. Why did he do it? For what eternal purpose did he place man on earth? It surely couldn't have been so that a few who would say yes would go to stay with him in heaven. There must have been a much easier way of doing that. So what is the grander plan that actually we miss? If we stand back a little bit from everything we've been taught, from having not been able to see the wood from the trees, if you like, we can see that the Old Testament is the account of a nation and a wife, and the New Testament is the account of a man and a bride. So that says to us that somehow God is seeking a companion for this man. So the man comes, and the wife finally turns him away and refuses him. So he turns to the Gentiles, which is us. And this nation now will become his bride. All of those things, those descriptions, wife, bride, describe a companion. So what is his purpose in developing, changing, metamorphosing the people who come to him for salvation? Is it that they might be a fit companion to reign and rule with him, surely, for eternity? It's not that we might go to heaven, play our harps and have a jolly good time and a knees up for eternity. God is too purposeful for that. We need to rethink our basic assumptions, I believe, about what Christianity is actually all about. We are so anxious to get people into the kingdom, and rightly so. But for what purpose? Do they just step over the threshold and then find, well, okay, that's it, job done, there is no more? But no. Now we enter into an apprenticeship. Now we begin to be trained to live in a royal household and to operate by the royal law of love. The whole of our time here, once we are born again, is our training for reigning. We call it discipleship, apprenticeship to the master, in order that we might be a fit companion for him to rule and reign in the world to come. So we're not talking about a short span of 70 or 80 years and then pop off to heaven. We're talking about now putting our treasure in heaven, where moth and rust don't corrupt, where, as Peter says, there is an inheritance that does not spoil or fade, kept for you in heaven. Do you not think we have got too narrow a view? Is it not time we expanded our view so that the more we expand it, the more it becomes good news? It's not just a matter of getting through this life some way or other until, exhausted, we step over the threshold of heaven. This is about becoming more and more and more full of the character and nature of God himself in order that we might be the invincible bride, the woman that he wants by his side to reign and rule for eternity. Many, many Christians that I speak to despise the fact and say they don't care about whether there are rewards or not. O foolish and slow of heart to believe. Your reward is that you might reign and rule with him. Is that something to be thrown away? I counsel you not to trade your inheritance for a mess of pottage. Because what you do when you despise what God has laid up for you in heaven is that you just throw it away. It's lack of understanding, lack of knowledge of his purpose. This message should quicken your heart and make your feet start to tap with joy that you're not going to be looking around for something to do in heaven. You're not going to be looking, you are going to be fully employed, being the glorious bride of Christ, reigning and ruling with him, provided you undergo your training now. Because if you don't do it now, you'll have to do it when you get there. There won't be any tears, there won't be any regrets, but you won't be able to go in and reign and rule over 10 cities if you haven't been able to rule over your own spirit in this life. Does this not give a deeper, wider purpose to the whole thing of salvation? Not go to heaven when you die, but train for reigning for eternity. I hope I have provoked you to think, even maybe to argue with me about this. If you want to talk to me about it, email me. Please do not put questions on the website. The place for questions is to come to me personally, and I'll be happy to talk you through the revelation that God is currently giving me. He's opening up to me a panorama. My salvation just got huge. Cosmos. God bless you as you think about this.